Good morning to you. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram is where you follow us on social media, at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we like to put some up there too. Just search for Radio Now and give it a like. My brother was in town with his wife Audrey over the weekend. It was only 48 hours, but guys, I really, truly had one of the best weekends in a long time. We didn't even do that much. It was just really hanging out together. We went out and played some like card games and drank at a bar on Sunday. Then like we made like a little home-cooked meal. My brother actually made some food, and his wife Audrey did too. But just in general, it was great. My brother and I didn't have like a horrific childhood, like where we hated each other a lot.
Well, you were a lot older, right?
No, I'm only 3 years older than my brother, which I think he's adopted, or I'm adopted, because like I'm bald and fat and ugly, and he's kind of handsome, and he's got like his hair up top and stuff. It's weird. I don't think we're related. Point being is simply that it was a great weekend. We discovered so much. Like, we talked about a lot of stuff. It was almost therapy. It was great, and our wives got along, and I just really enjoyed it.
Does he have the same sort of resentment issues towards your mom that you do?
My brother's way farther along than I am, because he's went through a whole process of himself, like going through therapy and different things like a long time ago. Not necessarily resentment, but he knows like, hey, he knows all my mom's BS and stuff. It's still hard for me, as mad as I am at my mom. Like, I want to defend my mom, but it's hard because it's like, oh, it's your mom.
Did Lindsay have fun hanging out with them, or was she tolerating them? Because she doesn't always love hanging out with your side of the family.
Only she has a hard time with my mom and my grandma, but Lindsay loves my brother and my sister-in-law Audrey. We had an awesome time.
That's good.
We're gonna try to see each other every couple of months, or that they come to visit us. It's just hard not being, you know, in the same state. Mm-hmm. So it was great though. Really had a good time. The one point, Alex, is this: 833 Joe Alex. I'm not gonna judge you, but I might judge you. I want to know if anybody else. What's the word to not make people not call? I think it's weird. What would I say if I don't want to call somebody a weirdo and not insult them?
Strange.
If you have this unique habit.
Okay.
How about that? If you have this unique habit. My brother, I noticed this, but he admitted it when he was leaving. He's like, oh man, I got to go find a place. My brother, for 48 hours at my house, never pooped once.
So do you hold your number two until you leave someone's house?
He's like, I can only really poop at home. I can't poop at other people's houses. He says he has like a phobia about it. Like that, like they're going to hear it. Now, to be fair, our bathroom is right next to our bedroom, so we could totally hear that. But 833 Joe Alex, is anybody that way? Because like he was telling me, he's like, oh yeah. He's like, it's really common. There's people that like won't poop at work. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Who will not?
My dad.
Your dad will
My
not
dad
go to the bathroom at work,
will
Alex.
Wait all day long when he really, really has to go. He will hold it all day long. As the first thing, as soon as he gets in the door, he goes straight to the bathroom. My entire life, my entire childhood, we know not to bother dad for the first like 20 minutes, because he has to go straight to the bathroom and do what he could not do all day, because he refuses to go number two in public anywhere. Will not.
That is just... That is insane to me that people... What about you? Do you do that?
Oh, when I have to go, I just have to go.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I don't know how people can hold it. I can't.
And it just blew my mind. He's like, yeah, I only really do it at home. I'm like, well, what in the middle of the day? I guess his job that he has now is kind of closer to work. So he'll actually go there at home, and he'll go to the bathroom if he has to.
Remember when I told you about how I had a first date and I had to go so bad it just hit me on the way there that I had to pull over, go into a McDonald's, and I had to call the guy and say I was going to be late. And then when I go into the bathroom, there's some freaking mom having a custody battle on the phone, crying and stuff in the bathroom, talking to her boyfriend or whatever, trying to, you know, get her kids back. And all this, and I had to wait, hovering and pinching, just clenching, waiting for her to leave.
You should have flushed the toilet. That's what I do in the bathroom at work. I flush the toilet to cover the sound up. That might have got her out of there too.
I knew there was no covering the sound, so
oh,
I
really?
Had to wait till she left. It was the most miserable moment of my life.
833 Joe Alex. That is 833-563-2539. Wondering this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show if anybody else is kind of like my brother Bob and you refuse to pretty much poop in public. We'll talk to you next here on Radio Now. Can you tell me about yourself or somebody you know who refuses to go to the bathroom in public? I don't understand. I love my brother Bob, but it blew my mind. I'm like, dude, is he using the bathroom? Alex,
well, when I stay
he
at
didn't
someone's,
poop for 48 hours.
Yeah, when I stay at someone's house on a vacation or something, like, of course I'm going there, because where
you have
else?
To.
Where else?
I mean, it's weird, but I could see, like, actually, no, I can't. I'm trying to understand and be more welcoming of people and do it. But he's like, oh, yeah, he ran out a few times. I'm like, what's he doing? Well, he went to the bathroom, like, at a gas station.
Well, I'm definitely, if I had
That's
a choice,
my thing.
I'm
it's
not
like,
going there.
The only thing I'm doing at a bathroom gas station is maybe some drugs, some illegal activities.
Yeah, no way.
I'm not going there to drop one. Hey, Tracy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you for calling in. And what's the deal with your husband?
So my husband, when we first moved in together in the beginning, we obviously weren't married then, but he was, I guess, embarrassed about it, and he would set an alarm for 2 o'clock in the morning so that he could get up and go poop while I was sleeping.
No way.
Do you think it wouldn't smell after 3 or 4 or 5 hours? Like, magically it would clear out?
I don't know. I didn't even know that he did it until he told me, like, shortly afterwards.
I will say, one of my friends who recently got married, I asked her, like, how was the honeymoon and stuff? She said, well, I had to always, whenever he was getting ready or something like that, I would make sure I got ready first and stuff so I could say, I'll meet you in the lobby. And I'd go to the lobby so that I could go number 2 before he got down there. Like, they wouldn't go in the hotel room bathroom together.
That's a terrible start to the marriage.
They just want to keep that part private for a while,
eventually,
I guess.
Eventually, let me tell you, things are so disgusting in my marriage. Eventually, you let all the walls down.
I also have heard of girls, speaking of things that you keep private for a while in your marriage, not taking their makeup off for the first couple years of marriage before they go to sleep. They sleep in their makeup because they don't want their husband to see them without makeup yet.
That is so bad for your skin.
Yeah.
But I don't, if it looks really bad without it, I don't think I need to see that. You know what I mean? Like, come on, let's be fair here.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.